Today, we bask in the light of mustachioed greatness. Hi, this is Daniel Segura, host of the Mustachioed Podcastio. You like mustaches? You like movies? You like sexy chicanos? Well, the Podcastio is the place for you. We are talking legendary mustaches from Charles Bronson to the Great Burt Reynolds to the OG Ice-T. Find the Mustachioed Podcastio anywhere you listen to podcasts. That is M-O-U-S-T-A-S-H-I-O-E-D Podcastio.
Find other great podcasts like this one at podmoth.network.
The following podcast discusses adult situations and gets very sweary. Sensitive ears beware. You're listening to the Fuck My Work Life podcast, where the work stories are real, the laughs are contagious, and all of us can agree that work sucks.
Welcome back, fuckers.
Welcome back, fuckers.
I'm Kay.
I'm Jay.
And this is Fuck My Work / Whole Life
Podcast.
Podcast and season 6 wrap up. Hold on, I can't hear myself.
Wrap up.
I think that's better.
Wrap up.
Yeah, so normally our seasons are 16 episodes. We pushed it to 18 this time.
Yeah, you know, we're coming up in the world.
Yeah, well, not really. Well, but yeah. But we didn't want to just end on the guest episode. We wanted to, you know, like talk to y'all. Have a little one on two.
Yeah.
Two on all five of you. Yeah. Two on my dad.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Maria. Yeah. So before we get into nothing, anything new with you, Jay?
I started playing Red Dead Redemption 2 again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been listening to you play some of it.
Yeah.
You shut your pretty mouth.
You shut your pretty mouth.
Seems like a fun game.
Yeah, it's fun. Anything new with you?
No. More health shit.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes this time. My doctor's like, we're going to get these tests done. I'm like, yeah, okay. I'll believe it when I see it. So that's fun. Other than that, just crocheting. Still watching Project Runway.
Fucking
A. I'm on like I just finished season 16. So
you got three seasons left?
Yeah. And when I started that this year, right? So in like less than 3 months, I've watched 16 seasons of Project Runway.
Yeah. Kay does a lot with her free time.
Yeah. I sit on the couch and crochet and watch TV. But you know what? That's what I want to do. So
that's right.
That's right. I don't think there's anything else going on with me. I don't know, man.
Yeah, not a whole lot. I mean, I finished a set of wheels for me.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I still have the spare wheel that I need to do, but it still needs work.
Yeah.
It was all busted up.
We've got a vacation planned towards the end of the year.
For Kay's birthday, we're going to New York.
Going to New York City.
New York City.
Darling, we're going to have to shut you down.
Get a rope.
No, so as you all know, we've lost both of our doggies throughout the course of this podcast. And I found tattoo artist on TikTok kept coming up my feed. And he does these amazing, amazing pet portrait tattoos. And so he doesn't travel, you know, like some tattoo artists will go to like conventions and stuff. He doesn't do that. He only works out of New York. So I said, fuck it. And I hemmed and hawed for a while. But I'm like, you know what? This is what I want. He's who I want to tattoo my Henry and my Wilbo. So we're going to go. We're going to make a vacation out of it. We're going to see the sights, eat some food.
Yeah. I've never been in New York, so that'll be cool.
It'll be fun. I hope we get to see some SVU being filmed.
That's right.
Or some real life SVU in action. No, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, SVU? I don't think we want to see that.
Yes. Not SUV.
Well, we'll probably see
a lot of SUVs. Maybe, hopefully not some real life SVU.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not us.
It fucking better not be.
Can we buy pepper spray when we get off the airplane when we get there? They just have it in vending machines at the airport.
Oh, we can probably find a truck somewhere and get a pistol.
Oh, jeez. Nah.
I mean, that's what I've seen on TV.
Well, no, they just
They basically sell them everywhere.
They just open up their trench coats and they just have them like inside the trench coat.
Gold toothbrushes on one side and
pistols on the other.
Pistols on the other.
No, so that'll be exciting. We haven't been on a real vacation since what, 2019?
Yeah, since
before the vid.
Yep, before the vid.
Yeah. I mean, we've gone on little trips.
Yeah.
Here and there, but not like we're going to go for 5 days.
Yeah. That'll be cool.
Yeah, something to look forward to. So back to pod business. Y'all, we're not really sure where we're going to go with this podcast.
Yeah, we're trying. We're trying to keep it afloat, but
yeah, we really love doing it. We really love telling your stories, but we're not getting them. And I know it's a big ask, you know, to sit down and write out a story or even to come on as a guest. It takes up your valuable time. And I get it, but we also don't, you know, we've pulled stories from Reddit before and we just don't really want to be we read stories from Reddit kind of podcast. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but I just like the authenticity of like having listener stories.
Yeah.
So
with that being said, we're going to talk,
stories.
We're going to change our podcast to politics and religion.
Oh God, I'm out. It's going to be Jay's podcast. No, we're going to change it to all menopause talk.
Yeah, I'm out. That's going to be Kay's podcast.
Now we're trying to figure out where to go. We'll either, you know, become a guest only type of podcast. But if we do that, it's not going to be a weekly release anymore because it's too much work to edit guest episodes. We love having guests on. It's so much fun to record, but it's a lot of work to edit those. So I don't know if you've got some good work stories or if you've got some good fuck my life stories and you want to come on as a guest, send us an email, fmwlpod@gmail.com, and just let us know you're interested. Like pitch us, send us a pitch.
Yeah.
Like a one sentence pitch. Like I've got, you know, a story about this, this, and this. You're like, yeah, that sounds fun.
Well, we'll take all of them.
I mean, probably.
Pitch us on how to keep our podcast afloat.
Yeah. If you got ideas. I mean, everyone has ideas for us, but it's like, I don't know. It's got to feel authentic to us, you know? Like I don't want to force it.
Yeah.
I don't want to stop, but I also don't want to force it. We'll see. We'll come back in some form, some shape or form.
I mean, we'll always be around, you know. We could be special, like famous guests on other people's podcasts or famous guests on some more other people's podcasts.
Who's famous that you're talking about?
I have no fucking idea.
That's a good segue, though, into... We'll get back to this topic, but
we'll be right back.
I was a guest on, I was the inaugural guest on Unkind Rewind podcast, which was started by our friends Josh Dugan and Adam Schwitters from the Munch My Benson podcast. They've been guests on here a couple times. They have a lot of crazy stories. But they started another podcast with their friend, Sean. I think it's McGrath. I apologize if I got your last name wrong. But basically, they have a guest come on who remembers a movie from their childhood that they loved as a kid, but they haven't seen it as an adult. And then they do a pre-interview where they kind of ask questions about, you know, your thoughts on the movie, what you remember about it, what you liked about it. And then after that interview, everyone goes and watches the movie and then comes back and like talks about how it changed for you.
How your whole fucking childhood
your whole childhood was ruined. I was very honored to be a guest on there. And we talked about the movie Labyrinth and David Bowie's very large package all throughout that kids movie. So
that was quite a movie.
So I'm going to pop that promo somewhere in this episode. But in the meantime, go check out Unkind Rewind. Follow them on all the things and go listen to the episodes. I'm excited to hear more movies get ruined from other guests.
All
Ever wonder how that movie you loved as a kid holds up, but were afraid to find out for yourself for fear of ruining your childhood?
Hey, laser lips! Your mama was a snowblower!
At Unkind Rewind, we have no such trepidation.
I must speak with the dolphins now.
With a new guest every 2 weeks, we explore the films of our youth, or more specifically, our guest's youth.
Okay. But I get to be on top.
In week one, we'll sit down with our guest, getting to know them and their relationship to the film we'll be watching. The next week, we get back together after having rewatched it to see how it played to or against their expectations, and to what degree our guest's memories of the film were true to the movie at hand. And of course, we see how the flick held up to the test of time. Then, we'll do it all over again with a new guest next week.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
So join us each week as we mine our nostalgia and risk ruining our youth by rewatching the movies we grew up with on the Unkind Rewind. Available on YouTube and wherever you get your pod on.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
Okay, so back to pod stuff. We're going to continue releasing the Severance recaps while we're on break.
Yeah.
So we'll have those. And then, yeah, I don't know. Send your stories. Tell your friend to send stories. Maybe this could be like a non-monetary GoFundMe. Like, please tell your friends to send stories.
Yeah, I think people would rather just drop money in a GoFundMe than type out a whole story.
I know. But you don't have to type it, everybody. You can dictate it into your phone. You can record it. You don't even have to be a podcaster with fancy podcasting equipment. You can call our number and leave a voicemail, but I think that cuts you off at like 2 minutes. So you can just, everyone has a voice recorder on their phone. Just sit down and record it. And then email us the recording and we'll just drop it into an episode.
Yeah.
Or read it or whatever. And it can be totally anonymous if it's work stuff or embarrassing life stuff. So.
That one time you shit yourself. Everybody has that.
I have never shit myself.
Oh, okay.
I haven't.
All right.
Have you?
No.
Okay. I've peed on my pants. That could be a fun fuck my whole life story for a future episode. Oh man, I haven't even told you that story. I don't think.
No.
Very embarrassing.
I've never heard of what you're talking about.
Do you want me to tell you, or do you want to wait and record it for a future episode?
We'll wait for a future episode.
All of the people I were with didn't know it happened. This was only a few years ago, folks.
Fucking A.
It involved a lot of alcohol. But anyway, I didn't pee my pants, but I peed.
On your pants.
Kind of all over my pants. But anyway.
Nice.
Yeah. There was something else I was going to talk about, and now I can't remember what it is.
I don't know.
We love you fuckers.
Yeah, we love you fuckers.
We don't want to go away completely.
Nah, we'll figure something out.
Yeah, but we're gonna take our normal in between season break, regroup, think about things. Like I said, we'll slowly release the Severance episode, so you got something to listen to, and then
try to rekindle this bitch.
Yeah, man, we couldn't rekindle the flame.
I mean, we did 18 episodes.
No, I just mean like the whole thing, and it's been 3 years. We've been doing this for 3 years.
I know.
We had a good run. Bye, everyone. No, I'm just kidding.
It's been real.
Peace out.
Bye, motherfucker.
But really, I mean, I think that's it. So long, season 6.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you to all the guests we had. Let's see if I can remember all of them.
We do have a lot of fun with guests. So it was like I was saying, it was either yesterday or sometime this weekend. Like, I think if we approach our next season with a schedule where we have everything scheduled, we can pull guests in and have it like be like a guest podcast, because I think more than dictating on their phones and writing in stories, people would rather come on and tell their stories. And everybody's got, so you all have fucking stories.
Yeah.
You just, everyone thinks that their stories are no good. And then you find out they were held fucking captive in a foreign country, yeah. You know, and
their bus got hijacked and
chased by fucking snakes down the jungle mountain. Yeah.
No, but my life's real boring.
Yeah. Dan. But everything's real fucking boring. You know, it's, even if your story is boring, we'll make it fun.
Yeah.
We'll get fucked up and make fun of you.
And also, I was going to say, like, if you've got a great story and you want to come on and share it in person, but you're afraid you don't have like an entire episode's worth of stories to share, that's fine. Jump on with us for like a half an hour. We'll record your story and we'll make like a compilation of those in an episode. Or
yeah, and a lot of
drop
times,
that into another episode.
A lot of times when we pee,
when
we hear other people's stories, it drums up memories of ours, and we can always stretch the episode. Like, it's not, why are you guys making it so fucking difficult?
Yeah, don't piss Jay off.
Jesus fucking Christ. Quit being so difficult.
Quit being so involved in your own life. Quit being so selfish.
Yeah, God. Keep us afloat. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then naturally, we'll move into talking about food.
Yeah, I feel like you should start a side podcast just talking to dudes about food and girls that like smoking and stuff.
Yeah,
people that like smoking stuff. Humans that like smoking stuff.
Yeah. Smoking stuff.
Send us an email. If you want to come on, don't be embarrassed. Or don't be shy, I should say. Send us an email, fmwopod@gmail.com. Hit us up on the socials. I'm doing pretty good on TikTok with my little work meme things that I've been making. I mean, pretty good for us, not pretty good for people that do good on TikTok, but getting some views. So that's fun. But yeah, send us a message. We'd love to have you on. We'd love to get you scheduled for next season, even if we can like bank a bunch of like guest episodes.
Yeah.
Get them ready to go. And then it would be a little bit more manageable to do all guest episodes. Or just send stories. That's it.
Yeah.
Now I gotta go eat my pickle soup.
Pickle soup.
I made a pickle soup last night, y'all.
It was pretty good.
It was really good. It was like potatoes and pickles and white beans and broccoli. And yeah, it was delicioso.
Delicious.
I kept waking up because even though I washed my hands like 20 times because I chopped a bunch of
smell
fresh.
Like pirka?
Yeah. I chopped a bunch of fresh dill and that smell did not come out of my hands. And I kept like, I'd like move my hand by my face in the middle of the night and be like, well, what's that smell? Pickle. Ooh, pickle. Anyhoozle. We love you fuckers.
Love you fuckers.
And we'll see you in season 7.
Yeah.
In some shape or form. Okay.
Bye fuckers.
Bye fuckers.
Thanks for listening to the Fuck My Work Life podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please consider rating us on your favorite podcast platform. We love to hear your workplace stories, so send them our way to fmwlpod@gmail.com or leave us a message at 310-818-3273. For more fun content, follow us on TikTok, Threads, and Instagram at fmwlpod. You can also chat with us and your fellow fuckers on our Discord channel. You can find all our links in the show notes. Until next time, bye fuckers.
Her into the mic. Just a little ASMR to get your day started.
Monkey.